for the longest period of time, we've taught all kinds of affirmations, and I'm going to explain the type of affirmations we teach and how they're very, very different than the way many people do affirmations. But I want to share with you this affirmation that came from me this morning. I want to tell you where it came from, what it means to me, and how it might be of benefit to you as well. Hi, David Essel here. 45 years in the world of personal growth as a counselor, number one best-selling author, all-faith minister. The list goes on and on and on. 15 books now that we have out. And so this morning, you know, I've been dealing with a lot, as most people in this world have. And last night I put up this post on social media saying that we need more rest. And I'm going to do a separate video on completely the need for rest. This world is so crazy. Many of us are running around, myself included, like chickens with our heads cut off sometimes. And we're forgetting about the rest we need. There's so much unrest in this world. We really need to have more rest. So this morning I go through a very long spiritual practice. I'm in a couple different spiritual teaching programs, and I was curious as to, you know, what I needed to ask my spiritual mental mastermind group this morning. And this is a group that a creation that I made in 1981. And our new book about it just came out, which I'll show you in a second, but it teaches you how to create a spiritual mental mastermind group. It's very, very powerful. So I said to this group, as I'm in this spiritual course, we have a short break, and I say to this group, which is in my head, of course, a mental mastermind group is in your head. I said, you know, I'm really struggling with getting enough rest, and I need something to anchor it. And all of a sudden, this affirmation came. And it is, you know, I am one with God, the divine. I am at rest with one, the divine. I am home. I am at rest with God, the divine. I am home. I'm at rest with God, the divine. I am home. And in that split second, the question of how can I start this process of getting my mind recognize I need more rest, right? Like, it's not just enough to know, you have to act. So this affirmation for me is the very first step of acting, and it means a lot to me. You know, we need to rest, right? And we can rest in the arms of God, in the arms of Buddha, in the arms of Christ, in the arms of Mother Mary. I mean, whoever you believe in, I am all for. Whoever you love, whoever you pray to, I'm not going to tell you who to and who not to. That's not my role in life. You know, but we really do need, I believe, that ability to reach out to something greater than ourselves that we can find comfort in and knowing. And the words, I am home, mean so much to me. You know, when you're home in the arms of the divine, when you're home in the arms of Mother Mary, when you're home in the arms of Christ, in the arms of whoever it might be, you know, we can rest. It's like we're being held like a baby, right? Like we can actually rest. And we need that rest. So when you're thinking of affirmations, when you're think of that thing you struggle with most. Don't just say affirmations about, you know, I earn $1 million a year or something like that. Go deeper than that, for gosh sake. Let's go into things that we're struggling with. And let's create beautiful affirmations that we say with emotions, you know. I am at rest with God, the divine. I am home. And when we use that affirmation, we ask people to use emotion with it. Like, don't just blindly repeat it like we do in church many times. We just repeat prayers, but we're not even knowing what the hell we're saying. With this, you know, I am at rest with God, the divine. I am home. And that's the emphasis I put on it. If I'm driving in the car and I go through it in my mind, which I started doing today right after my session, you know, it automatically started to bring me to the sense of peace, this sense of almost relaxation. So go ahead and create something for you that will bring you that sense of peace for whatever you're struggling with. And then use it on a regular basis, packed with emotion. Get into it. Believe you can use this as one of the many stepping stones to change. And then after that, you're going to have to do action steps, right? Maybe cut back on going out or cut back on television so you can actually rest and do activities that are restful. I'll do that exercise in another one of these video podcasts for sure. Okay, so hey, if you need help, we have 5 free books at talkdavid.com. I work with people from all over the world. We have discounts because of inflation. If you need help with your spiritual path, religion, addiction, whatever it is, we've been doing this for 45 years now, and I'd love to help you. Just go to talkdavid.com, and I want to wish you a beautiful, beautiful day. Bye now.